Слова Адвена Василий.
Kilo November 4, Tango Uniform Mike from King's Gate, Georgia Peter.
This is Kilo November 4, Tango Uniform Mike. Go ahead.
Florida, how's it going? Didn't think I'd run into another American on the Russian reflector.
Where are you at? Are you in Georgia?
Negative. I'm about 5 miles from the Ukrainian border currently. Over.
You said you're 5 miles from which border?
5 miles from the Polish-Ukrainian border, on the other side.
Oh, okay, so you're not actually located in the United States right now.
Negative. I've been out of the U.S. for about 2.5 years now. Used to be out of eight region. Ohio, Detroit, Michigan. West Virginia, I think that's the region, the amateur region Mike Carlson is out of, over.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out this, what exactly is this reflector? Is this transmitting via repeaters in Russia, or what actually is the meaning of the reflector?
I'm not exactly sure how it's set up. I'm on the Echo Link application right now. So I think the reflector is set up through Echolink. It's a collection of repeaters throughout Russia. It's called a conference and the Echolink application. But I'm sorry, I'm not sure as to the technical specifics of what parts are analog and what parts are digital, how it all hooks together. But yeah, somewhere in Russia, where several places in Russia, we're also transmitting radio right now. Okay, George Roger Peter, you?
Very interesting. Yeah, I just downloaded the Echolink app yesterday, and I've been kind of messing around with it, trying to understand the difference between a link system and then a repeater system. So I'm still kind of playing around with it. I've jumped into a bunch of conferences, and I guess from my understanding, a conference is just a bunch of different nodes in, I guess, one chat room, so to speak.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's any technical difference between a conference versus a station that's connected through Echolink. I think it's possible to have a conference without being linked to a specific repeater. I think I'm wrong. I don't have any repeater stations of my own, but it might be more a matter of semantics than any technical difference. I guess that catch people's eyes more.
Now, what country are you physically located in right now, Ukraine or Poland?
I'm in Poland. From what I've heard, what I read on the internet and scuttled over the radio, amateur radio is shut down in Ukraine. I can confirm from what I've, at least what I've seen on Echolink, I don't think I'm really close enough to ask any of the standard repeater frequencies over the border, but yeah, what I've seen, anything around there used to be for 6 stations, none of which are transmitting currently.
Okay, yeah, I was in a conference yesterday, and then I believe it was somebody in Ukraine was talking in the conference, and everybody was listening. But what brings you to Poland?
It's a long story. mostly just in here. I have ancestry in the country as well. Oh, it's interesting too. I don't think. I'm sure they would take some money from me. I think the only way I can access Polish radiations here, even though I have my little handbag, I think the only way I can legally do it here is through EchoLink, because I don't think American licenses are honored here outright. Over.
Ah, okay. Very interesting. So while you're using this EchoLink, have you talked to anybody in Russia in this forum?
I would occasionally listen in. My Russian is really poor. A long time ago, I took about 2 years of it, but I would listen in from time to time. I think I'm not sure what the legal situation is now. I haven't heard any communication since 2 3 days ago. Not that I've been all the time, sporadic logs. I haven't heard any transmissions. Here, over.
Okay. Well, I'll probably check out this from time to time, because I see there's a bunch of stations listed in the conference. I've checked it a couple times since yesterday, and I haven't heard anybody speaking. And then, of course, there's the language barrier of, if I don't know how many people speak English in Russia. But nonetheless, I think it'd be interesting to hear people conversing back and forth in Russian. So I guess I'll continue to check this conference out. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I've heard some occasional communications in English on him from time to time, but. It used to be primarily Russian communicating. I assume now that people are not talking because they don't know who's listening. Over.
Yeah, very true, very true. So how's the situation where you are, being near your 5 miles from the Ukrainian border? You seeing anything interesting?
We dropped off some my girlfriend some supplies about it used to be $100, but the currency has crashed in just 2 weeks. And 400 is what worth of supplies for the refugees. I saw this Ukrainian girl but down at the train station. She just looked like totally shell shocked. Lots of Ukrainian license plates around town as well. My last update, we have 1.6 million. Ukrainian refugees here now, so more than 3/5 of the total fleeing from war in Ukraine are now here in Poland or transiting through Poland. Over.
Wow, 1.6 million. That's quite a bit. Where are they getting put up? Over.
Well, I haven't really noticed that many here. I know my girlfriend has, she's a primary school teacher. She has now 4 Ukrainian children in her class. I would assume they're headed to other cities like Warsaw or Krakow. Probably we're headed. From what I understand, the European Union has given a three-year refugee status to Ukrainian nationals in the European Union. King's George, Roger Peter, back over to you.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, I'm just waking up here, so I'm gonna jump off this for right now. And but it was nice talking with you. And hope you and your family and your girlfriend do well, and God bless to you.
Thank you very much for the kind thoughts, John. All the best over there in Florida, and good luck in your trip through EchoLink 78. Excuse me, 73.
And 73 to you. This is KN4TUM clear.